Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. A football Friday and an unusually important week two game Sunday, 2 days from now. The Eagles and the Rams, the home opener for the Birds at Lincoln Financial Field. Obviously unusually important because the Eagles are not normally 0-1. And they don't normally face what could be a real daunting task trying to come back from 0-2 against what we think is a pretty good Rams team based on what we saw last week. So we'll get to that as we move through the show, obviously in heavy dose. Also, the Phils, they lose again. It is again another epic bullpen meltdown. It is beyond the scope. I don't even know what to say anymore other than they've got 2 more games today. They've got 11 games left, and they got to get their act together fast. We'll talk about it all. We'll do so with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
Leonardo da Vinci could write with his left hand, draw with his right hand at the same time he was writing with his left hand.
Wow. That is astounding.
Yeah, well, you know he's left-handed. I got to claim that part. I'm very proud of that part.
Yep. Seems like he's pretty ambidextrous, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe he took it to the next level.
Well, Chris Webber
drawing.
Said
you said it, too. That's why it was so funny.
I said it first, and Chris Webber said it amphibious when we both met ambidextrous. Oh, what are you going to do? All right, 215-592-9494. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Sunday, we're going to watch an Eagles game. We're not going to be there at the link. We're not going to tailgate around the link. But Sunday, we're going to watch. We're going to listen here on WIP to a big Eagles game. Ray Dittinger saying to us earlier this week, in his opinion, and Ray's not one to go here often on a week two, Ray called it a must-win game on Wednesday. Must-win. We know 0-2 would be bad. We know the Eagles look bad week one. We know the Rams look pretty solid week one versus Dallas. John, I vowed on our show Monday that I would not pick the Eagles in the game versus the Rams. I would not pick the Eagles against the Rams on Sunday to win the game. Now, let me say this. I will admit, as I sit here today, John, on Friday, I am torn.
Torn.
Well, fair enough. I am primarily torn because we think the Eagles are getting back a pretty solid dosage of firepower here by way of Miles Sanders, it seems almost definite. Lane Johnson, we're pretty darn hopeful. Derek Barnett, we're hopeful. I mean, I don't know the status of Brandon Graham. We'll see. He's obviously been in concussion protocol. There's even been some Javon Hargrave practicing this week. I don't know that it means he plays, but they're getting some combination of these guys back. Now, John, I will admit.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting Hargrave back.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think they will. When I say torn, like, this isn't a tale of two cities. This is a tale for me, and I would guess for many people, a tale of two mindsets. Now, let me lay this out here. And again, we'll hear from everyone as we always do at 215-592-9494. Mindset number one, which skews negative, is this. The Eagles were pathetic against Washington. Their offensive line stinks. Their quarterback isn't what we thought he was and what we'd hoped he'd be. And he's feeling the heat. The coach isn't properly scheming up the offense, and Aaron Donald is going to kill the Eagles on Sunday, right? Therefore, the Eagles are going to lose. That's mindset number one, and that's the mindset that follows probably a lot of other people early this week following last Sunday's game. Oh, come on. I'm not picking the Eagles. Are you kidding me? Come on now. All right. Mindset number two is this. You're getting a bunch of injured, or at least a handful of prominent injured players back. The Eagles are typically good, and they're going to win this game because they normally win this kind of game. By the way, Doug is 2-0 against Sean McVay. Both times it was out there, not that you have home field advantage this week, but in 2018 when Doug beat McVay. Hold on, John. In 2018.
Doug did not beat McVay.
Well, the Eagles did, coached by Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is the Eagles were absolutely supposed to lose that game. They didn't. All right. And that this is also independent of whatever happened the last couple years between these two teams. We know enough to know the NFL is a week-to-week league, that what happens week six doesn't necessarily mean week seven's going to follow suit. Same thing applies. What happened week one, Eagles look bad, Rams look good, doesn't necessarily mean the same thing will follow suit week two. It's a week-to-week league, and even if Wentz is disappointing and not what we hoped he'd be, and that I believe is true, he's still better than Jared Goff. Hey, settle.
I agree with that.
Settle down. Settle down. Breathe. We know what happened 5 days ago. The Eagles will win week two. Now, I will admit, right out of the chute, and certainly, you know, look for everyone on the phone lines at 215-592-9494, where you come down on that. I will admit, I am ridiculously, remarkably torn. Because, John, you know, and James, you know, on Monday, I said on our show, I will not pick the Eagles to beat the Rams. We sit here now and I say, there's a lot of factors involved. John,
and we know exactly what the biggest factor is. You want the Eagles to win. You're convincing yourself that the Eagles can do something they can't. Be a realist today, please. I'm telling you, I want the Eagles to win too. There is no way I'm going to suspend the obvious truth of the matter here, which is we are a team in disarray. We don't have the talent, the requisite talent to be an elite team in the NFL. Because, I mean, the biggest problem is our offensive line isn't going to give our quarterback the time to do anything. And then to compound that situation, our play caller doesn't seem to notice that that's a problem. And so he's calling plays the wrong way. I do think Doug will have a better game and, you know, in turn, Carson will have a better game.
Yeah, Carson will play better.
I do agree with you that Carson Wentz is better than Jared Goff.
Now, he might not be that much better.
How about the fact – well, he is. How about the fact – but all things considered, Jared Goff is a really nice thrower of a football. He can throw. There's just a lot of other stuff he can't do.
Yeah.
All that stuff being said, you know that the Rams in week one, they didn't depend on Jared Goff really much at all. Like, they ran a lot of quick stuff. Stuff that we should have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
They ran the heck out of the ball and did a lot of quick stuff. Did they run it 42 times, I heard?
I thought it was 40, but it was right around there.
It was 40-something times, and they got the ball out of Jared Goff's hand. Little screen, dink and dunk, all that type of stuff. Exactly what we needed to be doing. They are called, their games are called properly. I can't guarantee ours will be. And I know they've got a lot more talent that's healthy and on the field than we do. You know, I hate to be Debbie Downer again. I hate to be a naysayer.
No, I respect it, John.
I'm not saying it's impossible that the Eagles win this game.
I understand.
I'm saying it's incredibly unlikely. I do believe that Doug Peterson needs to bring his game way up, and Sean McVay already has. I think Sean McVay is a better coach than Doug Peterson from the start, and he's coaching that way this season also.
Look,
right from the get-go.
It's a fascinating matchup, week two, Eagles-Rams. Now, no fans at the link. We know the deal. And 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I mean, what are we? I want everyone to think about this. What are we as Eagles fans to think? Did they lose because of what we saw Sunday versus Washington and the backslide of the franchise the last couple of years and where that backslide could continue to go, meaning down, worse? Or they win because they get the injured players back? And let's be real, the Eagles oftentimes, you know, more often than not win, and so they probably win. Now, John, let me say this, and again, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I kind of snuck it in there in my opening comments, but I want to bring it back because I think it is a critical component in previewing this game and trying to figure out if the Eagles win or lose. What about the, and the last 2 years have shown it to us so many times, not just with the Eagles across the entire league, but we'll take it from an Eagles standpoint. John, what about the point I made in the beginning that it's a week-to-week league? And you know what I mean by that. For those that don't, what I mean by
that is... Yeah, week-to-week league, so that you're depending on your coaches to game plan. It is. You can come out and look completely different 1 week
totally
to the next.
Totally different.
I expect that totally Sean McVay different. Will come out and look different. Do you really think Doug Peterson comes out and looks different? Like, do you
I
think
do,
the offense transformed from week to week last year? I do think we changed in the last month of the season when it was do or die. I don't think we have that same adaptability that the Kansas City Chiefs do or that the New England Patriots are so famous for right. on both sides of the ball. We haven't shown that. It's a week-to-week league. Yeah. We haven't shown that we can adapt that way.
There's no question the Eagles, I mean, to this point, haven't shown it. They played one game. James, it's a week-to-week league. Doug has beaten McVay twice, once when they were massive underdogs, once when it was a road game at a close point spread like this one. Where do you stand?
He's going to beat him again. Sean McVay is going to be 0-3 against Doug Peterson. I think the biggest thing you hit on, look, it is a week-to-week league. Like, you mentioned it the other day, the Saints starting off the season against Tampa Bay get boat raced. They go 13-3.
Right.
And also, literally every single time that Doug Peterson's Eagles have had a horrendous loss like last week, they win the next week. That Carolina loss, they blow the 17-0 lead. They win that one. The Saints 48-7 game, they win that one. They have consistently
Citing
come back.
Citing those examples
but,
doesn't mean it'll happen.
No,
again.
I'm not. But,
doesn't
but,
mean
but,
that
but,
we
but
have
it's a
the
point.
Talent
it is
to
a point.
Do
Stop.
That.
Come on.
We don't have the talent that, to
the
match
Rams are
up.
Not that much more talented than the Eagles.
See,
not.
See,
and again, it is, they have to fly cross country, a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. And again,
right.
look, Doug Peterson has shown that he can get guys to bounce back from bad performances.
We also, let me say
I'm
this.
I'm telling
we,
you, I've played in a lot of those games.
Yep.
I haven't been playing on the West Coast for 5 years.
Yep.
And I'm positive the only thing that disrupted for me was that I was eating at whatever, 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, maybe other
whatever.
People.
By the time you,
throw
by the
into
time
the pile.
You eat. Yeah. You by the time you get done eating breakfast,
look,
you're
history,
on a new schedule.
But the record,
I don't think
like,
it affects that
The record
that
says
much.
It does. The record says it does. West
no,
Coast teams traveling
me.
East for a 1 o'clock game. The record says it
yeah,
does.
Yeah. Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in on this. I mean, it really is. I mean, for me personally, and I got to imagine this resonates with many others, a tale of two mindsets. The first being, I saw the Eagles 5 days ago, and they were horrible, and it's going to be bad. And the second being, yeah, but Joe, it is a week-to-week league. We've seen it a million times in recent years. Teams that are good are bad. Teams that are bad are good. By the way, we also don't know, as impressive as the Rams looked, we don't actually know that Dallas is actually a really good team this
totally.
Year.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, Dallas went 8-8 last year.
Yep.
So maybe the Rams win last Sunday night maybe isn't even really that impressive a win.
Come on, man. We lost to one of the worst teams in the NFL,
that
and we looked bad doing it.
That we all agree on. That we
the
all
The Dallas
agree
Cowboys
on.
Are way better than the Washington football team.
I'll agree with that, but it doesn't mean the Eagles definitively lose. Look, where does
of
everyone stand?
Of course it doesn't mean that.
215-592-9494.
I'm not saying it's impossible that they win this game.
I understand.
I'm saying it's unlikely.
There's a reason
Very
it's such a
unlikely.
Close spread, right? I mean, right. it's a super close spread. Why?
That's because it's crazy.
According
I don't
to you,
get
the Rams
it.
Should be like 7-point favorites.
It's
a pick-em.
It's now a pick'em.
Right.
But remember, we started out favored.
Yeah,
that counts for something, too, doesn't
right,
it?
It does. 215-592-9494. Where does everyone stand on this game and why? Look, there's a chance Aaron Donald wrecks, like Chase Young and those guys wrecked
No, there's
week.
Not a chance. There's not, Aaron Donald will wreck shop. That's what
fair,
he does.
He's never done anything against the Eagles the last 2 years.
Right,
zero sacks.
Joe to camera.
Did
John
you
Richard.
Watch that game against the Cowboys?
I understand.
He destroyed everything in his path. The guy, it's scary, man. It is so scary.
Miles Sanders, baby. He's never played against Miles Sanders. Joe to camera, John
wow,
Ritchie.
That's true.
Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? It's a fascinating matchup. 2 days from now, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.